Blog Talk Radio.
Of the galaxy, peace to the guardians of the galaxy, peace to the guardians of the galaxy. We are in the year 2060. We are in the sixth dimension now. This is the Matrix Decoded. I am your humble host, your friendly neighborhood local, Mikael Kal-El, aka Don't Make Me Go Through It. Y'all should know the program by now. I'm pleased to be with you all again on another Good Friday, the day before the Shabbat Shalom, a.k.a. the humble Sabbath, a.k.a. the day of rest. Anyhow, I'm glad y'all could be here today. I'm glad I could be with you all. Last week we went up. We had a great topic of discussion with all the technical difficulties. We had a good time, and we got a lot of good information shared to you all. I usually read a disclaimer, but by now you should all know the program. I am not an attorney. I'm not a lawyer, nor do I aspire to be one. But the information that you will hear while you are with me for the brief time on Fridays will definitely conflict with your day-to-day lives and the information that you are used to and that you've been taught to believe your whole life. Your cognitive dissonance will at times set in. You will definitely not agree with everything I say. This is why I encourage you all to call in 515-605-9749. Hit 1 on your keypad to be placed in the call queue, and you can voice your concern, you can make your comment, or you can ask a question if you have one of them. Let's get in tune with each other. We are here for the benefit of one another. So, while I'm with you today, I had a discussion with two of my great friends, two of my brothers, and it was pretty fruitful discussion. It was an extremely controversial subject. Well, I figure it'd be a good time to discuss this with you all on the show. Typically, I always talk about lawful legal information and things of that nature, but today we are going to switch gears. We may have to mention some things of spirituality and such, but today we're more centered around the natural order of men and women. Let's say it that way. The caption may be relationships, but I want to talk strictly from a natural order of how things are supposed to be. Because right now we have a very weird society right now where we have women doing the roles of men or trying to fulfill the roles of men, and we have men doing the exact opposite, fulfilling roles of the women, of the woman. So, historically, that word has been referred to as simping. It could be because they say it's the opposite of pimping, or some will say it's a bit of an abbreviation of sympathy, or sympathetic. Nevertheless, both meanings make sense. And if you ask me in my humble opinion or expertise, the reason why things are out of whack when it comes to men and women, and the reason why we don't get the results out of each other like we did in old times, is because back then, everyone fulfilled their natural order. It is in a woman's nature, for example, to be a nurturer. This is what she was created for, to be a nurturer and a companion or maidservant or helper to a man. Now, we can argue for days who was created first, but ancient text describes that the man was made first after, you know, the world was created, of course, the earth, that is. So man was created, and from man we get womb man, right? That's logistical. That's elementary, right? We should all know that. So herein is a form of proof of a woman's nature or essence is to follow and to nurture, to support, and to love. So this is the very essence and nature of the creation of a woman. And boy, might I tell you this, the Most High did quite a marvelous job making you beings. Women are complex. They're very sophisticated. Extremely different from a man. Not to say a man is not complex and sophisticated, but that isn't the essence of a man. But that is the essence of a woman. She's very... excuse me, she's very delicate and needs to be handled with care. Now, anything that you handle with care, I mean, sometimes you may rough it up a little bit, but for the most part, you treat it with ultimate care. You treat it as it's precious. So, I say that to say, a woman was not created to lead men. It is not in the natural order of the existence of any species for the woman to be the leader. A woman's natural order is nurturing and attending to the offspring. So let's use a bit of an example here. Say we have husband, wife, and kids. You're in a household, lovely house, picket fence, the whole nine, right? And say one lovely night, you kiss the kids and you put them to bed. And you get in the bedroom with wifey there. And you hear a boom, boom, boom at your door. You're not used to any guests at this night. At these hours, it happens to be an intruder. And it's not coming to shake your hand. You hear the next sound. The door is kicked in. Where is he? And you hear, the cock of that gun. Now, what do you think a woman is going to do right away in that situation? Lights on the line, immediate, no time to think. She's going to be fearful. She's not going to go into attack mode. She's probably going to scream. She might fall to the floor, trip over something. She's extremely frantic. She won't have composure like she's been there before. I mean, maybe if she was military trained or something like that, but we're just talking about just regular women, general women. So the man, the real man's job is to attack, defend, address the situation, while the woman is to grab the kids and get somewhere safe or call for help. So I'm saying this example to say it is not in the woman's nature to grab the gun and go to war immediately. I know you all got, you guys want your girl, your girlfriends and your wives to be like little Dirk's wife. I want my girl to grab the gun and shoot with her. That's all. Sounds like Mr. and Mrs. Smith from the movies. Cute husband and wife together, shootout. I'm kidding. But no, I would want my woman to go and get the kids and make sure the kids are safe and call for help or what have you, while I try to fend off the intruders or attackers, because that's my natural role, to risk my life so that I can preserve that of my family. I'm going to keep going, but if you guys want to chime in at any point in time, feel free. Again, you can call in 515-605-9749 and push 1, and you'll be placed in the call queue, and then that way I can allow you to make your question, ask your question, or leave your comment. Where are the real men in this modern day? Most men let women run all over them. They do. Most men are afraid to put their woman in her place if she's out of order. A lot of guys, let's be real, a lot of guys are controlled by box. Or by the vag, by the secret jewel of the woman. Let's think about this. 90 to 95% of all the things that men do is to gain the interest of his dream woman. From the way we dress, from the cars we aspire to drive, sometimes even the music we listen to, We do this all to gain the affection or attention of a woman. And in most cases, the man feels like his ultimate trophy or reward in the end is the golden cookie. That's how the average, I'm not saying all men, but for the most part, that's the average guy. That's how he thinks. He sees a girl, he's out somewhere, he sees a girl, and the first thing he's thinking is that she's sexy or he's looking at her assets. That's the first motivation that makes the most men want to talk to a woman that he doesn't know, a strange woman. You see her, you might, oh, look at her ass. Oh, wow, look at her tits. No one goes, oh, wow, she's got long hair. I think I should go talk to her. There's usually always one of the physical assets, or it'll be that she's pretty. Very rarely is it anything else. Oh, hey, man, look at that girl's lips. Man, I'm going to go talk to her. Oh, hey, look at those jeans she's got on, bro. Just got to get her number. No one does that. So I'm saying this to say that the vast majority of men are moved by box. Their ultimate reward in their mind, they won once they have had sex, or once they hit, or once they got the panties. They feel like, no, I've won. I've got my prize. When most guys, well, I shouldn't say most guys, many elite guys will say that that's the wrong way of thinking. They'll say that, well, if you're moved by the box, that means that you're a simp. That means that she can control you. That means that, let's say you said or did something she didn't like, and her comment to you is that, and I've actually seen this happen. Oh, you're not getting any tonight. We see it in TV. We see it all the time. And then we see the simps, especially the guys that are married, and they're controlled by this. This allows the woman to hold the keys or hold the power, when that should always be with the man. If you don't feel like you're the prize in any situation as the man, you're going to lose. And I'm speaking from experience. Men, you cannot allow yourself to be controlled by any physical asset of a woman. You can't allow a woman to hold sex over your head as a way to control you. If you do that, you will be labeled as a simp. We have guys that overly shower women with compliments and gifts, foolishly thinking that that's going to gain her attention and she's going to put you over the top of all the other guys chasing her. Well, newsflash, you're a simp. You're going to be at the bottom of the Rolodex, bruv, because you are validating. That's just power that a woman can take and use against you. And so the attitude that we need to have as men is that, again, I'm the prize in a situation. I'm the leader because that's the way it is by natural order, and I'm going to conduct myself as such. You can either get on my program and we can win together, or you have the free will of going the opposite way. And she will respect you a lot more than the guy that is willing to essentially change his ways, or not even his ways, but change his whole program to fit that of a woman is not manhood. It's not you being the leader. I'm going to tell you something else. Any real woman actually wants a leader. Women need to be led. And I'm not saying that by saying you're the leader or the boss, that you are the slave master and you just boss women around and she has no free will and she can't think for herself and, you know, you're her dad or her supervisor. And I wouldn't dare disrespect women in that way. That is not what I'm saying at all. So don't any of you women or anybody try to misconstrue my words or twist what I'm saying. It's not what I'm saying. But what I am telling you is that the natural order of things was for the man to be the head and the woman to follow along. And you travel the destination together. But the man is always the behind the wheel of the car, or he's steering the boat. Because if the woman drives, we're going to crash. That's just natural order of things. We're going to crash and we're all going to die. So, women like men who are sure of themselves, who know what they want, who know where they want to go and how they want to get there. Women like men to take the initiative, to take the bull by the horns. Let's give a scenario. I have a friend. She was talking to me one day. I'm not going to say her name. It's not important. She was telling me a story about a guy she was dating. And the guy had a date set up with her. And he just, so to her, that was an egregious offense. So she told him that she was done with him. So she told me thereafter, the guy kept calling and texting and begging and pleading. Can I make this up to you? Please, I'm sorry. And all of those type of texts and please. And she told me that all that did was turn her off the more, almost to the point she was almost disgusted. It didn't even become about him not showing up for the date anymore. She became disgusted at how much he lowered himself. It almost was to a point where he basically begging her. That is activity of a simp. So I said to her, I said, let me ask you a question. She said, what? I said, what would you have said if he had did this? And I said, what if he called you and said, hey, baby, check this out. I know I missed our date. Totally inexcusable offense. But this is what you're going to do. You're going to let me make this up to you. I'm going to come get you tomorrow at 5 o'clock on the dot. Wear a nice dress, black preferably, whatever. Give her some instruction. Tell her, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to make it up to you. I'm going to come get you at this time. Get dressed. Put on your best. Wear black. And this is what we're going to do. I said, if he had said it to you like that, would you have gave him another chance? And she said, emphatically, absolutely. So a lot of times, well, most of the time, we find ourselves in situations and we're always asking of a woman. We're asking all the time instead of telling. And again, this isn't in a manner where you're a slave owner and a woman has no rights and she's This isn't any of that. But a woman, a real woman, will tell you herself, have your mind made up. Have some huevos. Have some balls. Have a backbone. Have a spine. It could be something as little as, you know, most guys go, babe, what do you want to eat? What do you want to eat tonight? They, most of the time, they don't like that. You know what it should be? Hey, babe, I feel like Chinese tonight. We're going to go get some Chinese food. And then after that, give her a chance to have some input. What you think? What you got a taste for? I'm feeling Chinese food. 9 times out of 10, she going to go with the fuck you want anyway. Well, baby, we can do Chinese food because she always want to make you happy. A real woman. I'm not talking about no counterfeits. The ones that's out of place and out of natural order. We're talking about the real ones. Right? They're going to want to go with whatever's going to make you happy. Because if you're happy, she's happy. Real women are virtuous. Tirelessly work. Tirelessly thinking about how they can improve this for the family, or what could she do to make the kids more comfortable, or how she can make her man more relaxed when he comes home from his long day in the jungle. Her job is to be his peace. But you guys don't allow that to happen because you're reversing the roles. You're calling her all day, asking her where she's at. You're calling her every morning, sending her stupid texts like, oh, have a great day at work, and I hope that everything goes well for you this morning. Hey, babe, good morning. The same typical average corny text. She could be having a disaster of a morning, hot comb burnt the back of her neck, and here go you with your goofy ass texting her, have a good morning, babe, have a great day at work. Then you wonder why she ghosts you or leave you on red and don't respond. Because everything's always typical. You have to do what the next one won't. You have to tell her and do something for her that she hasn't done or seen or heard before. You have to get outside the box. You have to always maintain some form or level of pimping to maintain and keep your woman. Oh, don't hear that word and cringe. I can just see some of you right now listening. What? Who wants me to pimp and prostitute my wife? Not what I'm saying. Have some game. Have some spice. Know how to switch things up. Know how to keep things alive. Know how to not always be on your woman's back. Give her some trust. For some space. Don't let her do the same to you either. Again, if you want to call in with a question or a comment, 515-605-9749. Let's keep this going here. Boys to Men used to say simping ain't easy. I'm just having a little fun. No, all jokes aside, though, we have to, as men, stop being afraid to be who you are as a man. Your natural order as a man is to hunt, is to conquer, to get in the field, get your hands dirty from time to time. And throughout all, you will acquire and you will meet other women who will spark your interest. It is the natural law for a man to have as many wives as he can financially support. But men these days are terrified to tell and express this to their woman.
Oh, man, you crazy? I ain't telling my girl that. She gonna leave me.
I made a promise to myself a long time ago that I wouldn't deny my nature as a man for a woman. It's who I am as a man. Now, with that said, I'm not saying that I just go around and fuck everything moving or have sex with everything moving. But there's a respect factor or form of protocol that goes involved with such. Such as honesty. Why, if I'm comfortable with my nature as a man, why would I, if I'm in some type of platonic dealing with one woman and I meet another woman who sparks my interest that I like, why would I be afraid to express this to this other woman? I mean, after all, it is my nature. We have men now that we're afraid. We want to do this, the wrong idea of being a player. We think being a player is having 20 women and lying to all of them, and none of them know about each other. That's not a player to me. A player is you got 20 women and they all know about each other, and you're all... Because for me, and we can do a poll on this one day. I think women would prefer the guy who has 20 women and they all know about each other and he's being honest about everything he's doing. I think she would prefer that over a guy who has 20 different women and he's lying to all of them and nobody knows about each other and people are bumping into each other and friends are coming. Oh, I seen your boyfriend in the mall with this girl. And I think that a woman would rather have the honesty rather than being lied to. But we can do a poll on that. I could be wrong. I would love to do a vote on that. But it's easier to just tell the truth. Be comfortable with your nature and who you are and express what you want. She might be okay with it too. Here's another controversial topic. Well, not topic, but subject. I think this has not been scientifically proven. Maybe it has, I don't know. But this is my opinion. We can also take a survey and a vote on that as well. But I think all these women that are strippers and porn stars and all of, and in these fields where they have to be overly sexual or physically and actually sexual with multiple men, I think secretly many of them have problems with themselves inside. They may not express that in a public light, social media, but I think when they look in the mirror, when they're at home, I think they're dissatisfied with what they come across or what they see. And I say this because it's not in the natural order of a woman to have sex with various partners and multiple men without being able to catch, but without being able to not have feelings for any of them. But a guy, I could have sex with 100 women in a week and not have not one feeling for any of them. Ghost all of them afterwards. Not ever think about them again unless it's in a sexual capacity. But for a woman, I don't think they possess that ability. I think in some ways, maybe some of them they could just block out, but out of the 100, maybe half of them they catch feelings for. Maybe a quarter of them they think about from time to time and wish that one of them chose them as his wife. Again, I could be wrong. I'm no scholar here. But again, playing to everything being out of natural way of doing things. And we could all find a way to get back to our natural, I guess you could say, roles. We'd have a lot better results with each other. We understand each other better as far as men and women. Now, again, I could be wrong, but one thing I know that I'm right about is there is a natural order and a natural way of how things should be done. And this was set up when this earth was created. This is universal law. It's the same as certain animals do certain things. Can you get mad at a dog who's barking? Isn't it in its nature to bark? Isn't it in its nature to sniff around at things? I used to get mad at dogs for walking up and sniffing me, but I had to realize it's just in its nature. This is the way the dog is aware of what's going on in his environment. So these are all things that we go through. These are the reasons why we're having such conflict. And men are having such bad results with women right now. I don't think it's ever been this bad, the disconnect between both sexes. And some can argue that it's because the women are, it's the modern women. It's the modern women. And I don't want to place the blame with them. Yeah, the modern women is something. But I say pimp game wins every time. Because you got to know how to treat and deal with one specified woman. I think there's 8 personality types of all women. And there's a way that you could thank the scientist Vin DiCarlo for this. This isn't the Pandora's box isn't my scientific research. I can't take credit for that, but I know it works. I've tried it before. It works. So, yeah, there is a certain way to deal with every woman. But the thing is not that women are illogical beings. It's just that they use a different form of logic than we do. I like women who are coachable. I like women who you can give subtle instruction to and she follows it to a T. Women who work with their hands, who are gifted, who have divine patience and understanding. Because a lot of times, that's what it comes down to. How well does the woman you associate with understand you? Does she understand your moods? Does she even understand the idea of what a man goes through on a day-to-day basis, what it's like to be a man, how hard it is for us to maintain the strength that we maintain. Because a lot of times women have it on easy street. Some would argue. So again, I want to open up the phone lines. I'm not going to be with you all long today. The show may be a little short. I don't see the phone lines lining up. But I'll leave the number again, 515-605-9749. We're talking about natural order of men and women. Call in. What do you have to say? What do you have to say about everything that I've said thus far? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Call in. Voice your concern. Ask your question if you have one of me. So let's talk about, there's an example here. Me and my brothers were talking about this the other day as well. And at first, when they initially heard me say this, it rubbed everyone the wrong way until they heard my logic behind it. But I don't open doors for women. I wouldn't open the door for my grandmother. I'm not opening the door for my mom. Excuse me. Yeah, I love my mama. It's a life. But it's not a matter of disrespect. But what it is that my theory is I feel like the men should go in the building, house, place first to make sure it's a safe, suitable environment. And then he can hold the door open on the inside for the queen to come in after. You wouldn't want your woman or your mom walking into a trap, would you? Okay, I'll open a car door. But that's about the extent of it. Quiet day here on the lines. I don't know if it's the subject matter that has spooked everybody, but we're gonna cut the show a little short today. Next week, we're gonna be talking some. We're gonna go very deep next week. Next week, we're gonna be in deep diving into religion and spirituality. And I have a lot of controversial information, but truthful and beneficial information for our people that we need in order to advance and survive. I'd like to say to you all again, I have a book I'm the author of available. It is entitled You Against You. It is also available online now at thebookpatch.com. You can go to the search engine, type You Against You. The book will come up, and then you'll be able to enter all your information so you could, your payment information, and then you could get your confirmation number, and the book will be to you in 7 to 14 business days, but they're usually fast about getting it out. Also, I am here with you all every faithful Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and where we will discuss an array of topics and subject matters. I have about 15 minutes of show time left, but if none of you have any questions or concerns or comments, we'll probably let it loose for the day. Anyhow, you guys, stay tuned for more content from the Ascended Minds family. I could take this time to send special shout out to my brothers in the Ascended Minds family, Excel, Eulogy, The White Bay. I call them Thugonomics, my brother Thugsman. And shout out to brother Hassan Bay. And we are working. You guys can check the Ascended Minds show tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can check the other shows Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We do have a show every day. Nevertheless, this is The Matrix Decoded, and I am signing out. Peace.